guys, welcome back to the Social Networking. I am Rachel. I am your certified business coach and your host for this episode of the Social Networking. I am so excited because today we're going to talk about conversing on Facebook, how to talk to people on Facebook. So I'm so excited. Are you ready? Let's get this episode started. Awesome. Let's get this party started. Yeah, won't do that again. Sorry. Okay. So you're on Facebook, right? And you're getting comments, you're getting messages, and you have no idea what to say, right? Just answer questions. Ask questions. It's pretty simple, actually. When you decide that you want to branch out of just posting and you want to start interacting with your audience a little more, respond to those comments. Respond to those messages. Ask the hard questions that you don't really want to ask, but you're going to ask anyways, because if you don't ask then, by the time you start to ask them, it might be too late. If you are selling a certain product that is like for weight loss, energy, and you get somebody who is adamant about doing it and they're commenting on all your posts about it and saying, hey, this looks awesome. This looks like it's something for me. Like, I'd like some more info. Like, perfect. I'm going to message you more info so we can make sure that we get it personalized to you. Boom. You have one foot in the door. Message that person and say, hey, thank you for reaching out in the comment section of my post. Totally appreciate the love. So here is what I have. And then you go into your little spiel. Super easy. Keep your spiel kind of short. Don't be that one person, though, that types a sentence and sends it. Types a sentence, send. Type a sentence, send. No, don't do that. Here's what I want you to do. When you start talking about your actual products or your actual services, send a voice message. Record yourself talking about it. Record yourself talking to your potential client and your potential customer. When they hear how excited you are and they hear that something in your voice, they're more likely to start to really connect with you. When a human being reads something, they can read it one way. You can literally type out, I love you. Somebody will say, oh, somebody, he such and such loves me. Oh my gosh, it's so great. Another person might read it as they're just kind of saying, they're saying it out of maybe habit or because they feel like they have to. Same words, two different reactions. Same goes for your business. You can type something out and potential client A will see it as, oh my gosh, that sounds awesome. Client B will see it as, well, it's still very skeptical to me. I still don't see the benefits. I still don't see this. I don't see that, blah, blah, blah. When they hear it in your voice, they don't have to see that your products are working for you. They don't have to decipher if what you mean is true or not. All they have to do is listen and hear the excitement and hear the overjoy you have for these products and for your services. And that's the way you want to talk to people on Facebook. You want to bring the joy. You want to bring the happy back into their life, especially when it comes to certain products. You want your client to know that you are there for them and that you are happy and that you are bringing the light into their life, because you are that light. But it all depends on how you talk to them. Whether it be in the comments, whether it be in a direct message, whether it be eventually having a phone call with these people, all three things of those could use a different way of speaking, because it has to bring the excitement. It has to bring that wow factor, because that wow factor is what sells. That wow factor is your boom, end of story, drop the mic moment. When you tell your story, that's what drives other people to you, is your story and how relatable it is to theirs. If you can't relate with people, if you can't tell your story with excitement and joy and happiness, if you can't converse with people, if you can't step out of your comfort zone for even 2 minutes to send a message, you will never be able to work on social media. You will never be able to build an actual profitable business on social media. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about comments and how to drive them to Messenger. Okay? See you in a sec. All right. Welcome back. So we are talking about comments and getting them into DMs. So when it comes to comments, the best way to get them is asking a question. Use those call to actions, the DM me, the comment below, the shop now, the visit here, the all of those different call to actions. Call to action is something that you tell your reader. So when they're reading it, they're like, oh, that sounds like me, or oh, that sounds interesting, like I'm going to do what they say. They're more likely to visit your website. They're more likely to send you a message. They're more likely to comment. They're more likely to book any services with you, buy products, all of those things. They're more likely to do if you ask it of them. Asking them, hey, if you are A, B, C, and D, comment below. If you're only one, tell me which one. If you're all four, post an emoji or something like that. You're giving directions. That's a call to action. Now, what you could do is you could also do like a, we call them engagement posts. You can do an engagement post of something like, let's play a game. I'll start it off and you can use the word hello. So every time someone puts another word hello, the next person can put hello. And it can go in that order until I say pink. And when I say pink, the person who is right above that comment wins a prize. So now you're playing a game, you're getting interaction, and you're going to have somebody win a prize. That prize can be something of your business. It can be services, it can be products, it could be sessions, it could be really anything. But with those interactions, with those potentials, they are actually going to see your posts more, because the Facebook algorithm sets it up that way. the more people comment on your things, the more they're going to start seeing them in their newsfeed. Now, the best way to post anything, go in to your Facebook and interact for 15 to 30 minutes, anywhere between there, then post your post. This way, people are actually going to see your post. They're going to see what you're telling them. They're going to see what you're showing and see your life and start to relate to you because they're going to see you more. They're going to understand you more than just a one random post every few days. This is going to make consistency happen. When you do an engagement post that is like, if you are A, B, C, and D, tell me which ones you are. And when they say that, then be like, hey, I'm going to DM you. I want to know more about why you feel these things or why you are this way. I want to know more about this from you. Boom. You're in the door. Getting in that door is half the battle. That is half the battle to the checkout. Create an actual relationship with them. Do not sell them your product or your whatever you are selling. Do not do that right off the bat. Do not do that. Best thing I can tell you is build a relationship. Ask them about their family. Ask them about kids, dogs, work, everything in between. Build a solid foundation. That solid foundation is going to build that trust, which will get them to ask you more about your products and potentially buy your products. So you want to take people from comments to messages. When you start getting those comments, always kind of start to follow up in the messenger. Always drag them over. Because that way you can have a little bit more open, honest, raw, truthful, real conversation. And it can be uncensored. Like in the comments, it's not like you have to censor yourself, but you start to censor yourself because you know other people are going to see it. Other people are going to see what they're saying. So they may say something in the comments that is totally different than what they say in Messenger. Always, always, always start with voice messaging. If they're texting you back, keep voice messaging because they're clearly listening to it. Unless they tell you, hey, I can't listen to your message right now, I'll have to get back to that. Then just go into texting. Not a huge deal. Not many people do that. But they'll let you know if they can't. Comments are your one foot in the door. Because you're going to drag them over to the messenger and start conversation there. Once you get them into the direct messages, then you can kind of start personalizing your conversation. You can tailor the products to them. You can do whatever you need to do to get those clients to pay and to become your customers. The biggest thing I will tell you is to create that relationship, because without that, there is no basis for why they should buy from you and not the other person halfway down the page on Facebook. Be honest with them. Be real with them. But also be that with yourself. Because if you are not actually doing the product, you've never tried the product, and you are actually trying to sell it, it's not going to work for you. Because you are not in it fully. In the next section, we are going to talk about direct messaging and how to utilize it correctly and how to create skeleton verbiage. See you in a second. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, so let's talk about direct messaging. Direct messaging and using it correctly. So, direct messaging should not be something that you automatically use in a Facebook relationship. It should not be something you use to cold message. It should not be something you use to basically, don't be mean on it. Don't oversell. And don't frighten people away. What I mean by that is when you add somebody to Facebook, go into their page and their first three posts, like them, but like them as like a love, care, wow, sad, anger, whatever. Something like that. Then do a comment of four words or more on all three. Then then send them a message. This is what you should send to all of your new Facebook friends. Hey. And then put their name. Thank you for accepting my friend request. I am so excited that we've connected and I cannot wait to learn more about you and dive into creating a beneficial, exciting, and fun relationship with you. Thanks again. Boom, send, done. If you see something on their thing that you want to talk to them about, go for it. But that would be my first thing to tell you. Send that message. As soon as they add you, as soon as you add them, send that message. That's the only time that you should actually direct message somebody with no notion of do they want you to, do they not need this, do they need that, do they need this, or whichever. That would be the only time that I would actually reach out to somebody like that, is when you first add people to Facebook. Otherwise, if they're constantly messaging you, like, hey, big things are happening here over at such and such, and I have products A and B that are on sale for this, and I think it would be great for you, or something along the lines of cold messaging. That's not something you want to do. That's going to drive your business into the negative, because you're always going to keep pushing people away. Give value. Give something of substance to somebody. Whether it be a quote that you saw and you thought of them, whether it be an article you saw and you thought of them, something of value and substance will get you further than throwing products and services and those types of things in their face. You can DM somebody if they're commenting on your posts all the time and say, hey, thank you so much for all the posts, the comments on my posts that you have done lately. I really appreciate it. Something along the lines of that. It's nice to see that someone is willing to support me and my business. I appreciate it and thanks again. Boom, done. Those two things, those are skeleton verbiage paragraphs, essentially. Those are things that you can just tweak the name, tweak a couple things, and send it right out. And it's like boom, boom, boom that you send it out. Always have it copied into your clipboard, or always have it saved somewhere that you can copy and paste. The best place on your, if you're using your laptop or desktop computer, keep it on a Word document. If you don't, on your, and you're using your phone, put it on like your notes section. You want to put it on your notes because then you can just copy and paste. Copy and paste needs to be your best friend when it comes to automating your business. Have a skeleton verbiage for a certain product, or have a certain verbiage for a certain session, or a verbiage of what your business is, or anything in between. For me, being a business coach, I could say, hey, we'll say her name was Sally. Hey, Sally, thanks for commenting on my post today. Truly appreciate it. I was wondering if you wanted to elaborate on what you said, because I see this, that, and the other thing when I was creating this post. So I would love to know more about what you said. That's it. I have something like that. I will have, like, if someone asks me, like, as a business coach, what do you do? Well, as a business coach, I help people grow their business. I help people learn to navigate the ins and outs of business today. I specialize in social media because that is the biggest market in the world that we have. That is the biggest place to put yourself out in, to put your business out in, for them to be able to grow their business while growing themselves at the same time. That's what I do as a business coach. That's it. That's it. When they ask me, like, oh, you and your own business, like, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a certified life and business coach. I help people basically grow their lives or grow their business, whichever they're looking for at the moment, because it can go both ways every other day. It can go one way one day. That's all I do. Then it's more personal to add in little things. So if you know someone struggling with something, and say I have a client that struggles with depression, she suffers from depression. So I'm going to say, hey, I've noticed that you've been feeling a little down lately. Like, how are you doing? Is everything going okay? Would you like to maybe chat about it for a little bit? Totally up to you. And kind of leave it there. Because you're implementing the fact that you actually care about what they're saying and what they're talking about. So I have a skeleton verbiage for if someone has a specific thing. Hey, I noticed you've been feeling this, that, and the other thing lately, and I wanted to reach out and say I would love to give you a sample of something and something to see how you like it. I have had a few people use it and tell me that it helped them out tremendously. So, and then just kind of saying, I would love to share a story with you if you're up for it or if you're interested. If not, no worries. Boom. You're putting your foot in the door and you're putting your product in the door at the same time. Putting your foot in the door, starting those connections, reaching out, following up, all of those things are going to help you build your business and build it the right way. So you want to create a skeleton. You want to create a skeleton for, I think, four things. So you want to create a skeleton for when you add people or when they add you on your social media page, on your Facebook page. You want to create a skeleton for what your business is and what you do. You want to create a skeleton for certain products. So, like bestsellers, you want to create a skeleton for those. And then you want to create a skeleton for when you notice somebody is doing something or dealing with something that you and your company can help with. Those are the four main things that you want to put in place. Because the more you can copy and paste and automate things, the more successful you are going to be because you're freeing up your time. Free up your time and give to what you know. You know that people suffer from certain things. People are going through things on a daily basis. People are dealing with whatever they're dealing with. They don't want spam. That's why emails have spam folders. That's why it separates it most of the time. That's why it separates it. And that's why on Facebook, it can't. So we have to filter ourselves. We have to take ourselves out of the spam and put ourselves into the inbox. By doing that, you create the relationship. If you can do all these things, your business is going to skyrocket. And I promise you, you will be hitting ranks. You will be making that goal. You will be financially sound and stable if you are doing the work. I hope this was helpful for you guys. And I'm so excited that this is going to launch because this is huge. Because for me on Facebook, I am constantly getting bombarded with people. Oh, hey, we're having a sale on this. Would you like it? Or, hey, there's big things growing in here. Not much time to do this. Not much time to get in on this. I think it'd be great for you. And you need to do it now because in a certain amount of time, we won't be able to do this anymore. And this will be this and blah, blah, blah. Like, your sense of urgency is making you spammy. Your sense of urgency is going to get me to tell you, like, haha, bye-bye. If you come at me with spam, I'm going to come at you passive aggressively. If you come at me with spam, I'm going to tell you one of two things. Depends on what the spam is. Is it selling me your products? Or is it trying to get me to join your team? If it's your products, I'll say, hey, thanks for thinking of me, but right now I'm using these products and I'm really happy using them. If in the near and distant future I want to try yours, I will totally let you know, but I am super happy with my products. I don't feel like I have to oversell them or reach out in my to way too far in my comfort zone just to get by with using these products. Boom. I came at you passive aggressively to be like, move along, move on your way. If you're telling me this to join your team, I'm still going to come at you passive aggressively and I'm going to tell you, hey, thanks for thinking of me, but I'm actually really happy with my company that I'm with right now because our products sell themselves. My services sell themselves. I don't have to cold message. I don't have to beg and plead family members and friends just to make sales or get clients. I don't have to do any of that. I just have to share this, that, and the other thing. And I'm good. That's what you want to do. Direct messaging does not have to be a science. It does not have to feel like rocket science to do it correctly. It's all up to you and how you put it into motion and what you have to say. Don't forget, you can send your why in a message. You can send pictures. You can send voice recordings. You can send anything that you think someone needs to hear or needs to see. Send it to them. If you don't, you're putting obstacles in front of you. You are putting things in your own way. I hope this was helpful for you guys. I look forward to our next session here on the social network, and we're going to have fun. Thanks, guys. Don't forget, you guys can also help sponsor and support this podcast by donating. I will post the link to donate in the description of this episode. Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your day, night, whichever time it is for you. I appreciate all the love and support you guys give to this podcast. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Have a good one.